Welcome to Wanna Be Clutter Free, the podcast for ambitious moms who are ready to ditch the mess and stress for good. Let's simplify, organize, and create a life you actually love waking up to. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, my friend, welcome back to the show. My name is Deanna Yates, and you are listening to episode 288 of the Wanna Be Clutter Free podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about a decluttering challenge that I just did. Personally, myself, I didn't host it, although it was super fun. So I really want to get more people involved in it and to maybe run a group session. But I'm going to tell you about what I did, what I found challenging, how I feel now that I'm on the other side, why the heck I even felt like I needed to run a decluttering challenge or just declutter more in my house, even though I come to you every week and I talk about being clutter-free and I felt clutter-free. Like I didn't feel bogged down by my stuff in my house, but I just wanted to challenge myself to see if I could find stuff. And boy, oh boy, spoiler alert, I totally did. And I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm kind of excited to share with you the results. Okay, so if this is your first time here, welcome. I'm so excited you are here. If you're coming back, of course, I'm so happy that you are joining me again. I really could not do the show without you. And I love hearing your takeaways, your insights, what you learn from this episode, from these episodes, not just the ones from myself, but with my amazing guests as well. So if you have a question or an idea for a guest, reach out to me. Let me know. You can find me on Instagram. I am at wannabeclutterfree on all the social channels, but Instagram is where I'm the most active. And I also have a Facebook group. It's a private community, so you can come over there and join some amazing women. It is the Wannabe Minimalist Family Group over there. And we just share and talk about different things that are going on in our lives and with our stuff, not just physical, but mental and emotional as well, if you'd like to dive in. All right, well, let's get into it and talk about what the heck I'm even talking about with this decluttering challenge. So if you're in my world, if you've been following me on Instagram, or I've talked about it on here as well, or I've sent lots of emails about it too, I recently wanted to help more women declutter their homes. So I took 19 of my best decluttering resources, things that I have created over the years. I created new courses and things as well, and I bundled them all together into a 19 courses, mini courses, PDFs, bundles, things like that for only $19. And one of the courses that I re-recorded was this 500 item decluttering challenge. Now, I have tried decluttering challenges in the past. I started off trying the minimalist challenge, where they call it the decluttering game or minimalist game, where you do one item on day one, two items on day two, three items on day three. And I like that idea because it's easy for you to say, okay, it's day 14, I have to declutter 14 items. That's super simple. But I just couldn't get excited about it. One item on day one? Are you kidding me? When I jump into something, I am like off to the races. I am 100%. I'm such a starter. I really struggle with finishing. So starting with one item and having to finish with 30 items on the 30th day of the challenge was really a struggle for me. And I don't think I ever finished that challenge one time. I don't think I ever did it. So I said, hey, look, I've got to work with my personality. I'm going to turn this on its head and I'm going to call it the avalanche decluttering challenge. So if you're in the Dave Ramsey world, you'll know like the snowballing of the dead. And I thought, well, I don't want to build up a snowball. I just want this whole avalanche to come crashing down. So that's where that came from. And so I flipped it on its head and I said, okay, well, on day 30, we'll start with on day one, we'll start with 30 items and then we'll work our way back down. And you get to 465 items by the last day. Then I thought, 465 items, that's great, but we could get to 500. And you know what you do to get to 500? You add a 31st day, easy. And you also just add four bonus items. So that's what I have done. And then I also found this wonderful woman. I will link to her YouTube video, but her name's Sunshine. And she did this idea of, she did the 500 item decluttering challenge, but she was like, I'm going to color it in. I totally followed what she did. Look at this. Isn't it so pretty? And you get to pick whatever colors you want, of course. But I was just so excited about it. And I was like, I'm going to give it a try. Let's see how it works for me. So I did it. And I ended up, over the course of 4 days, filling out this full thing. 4 days. I decluttered 500 items from my home that felt clutter-free, that didn't feel overwhelming, in 4 days. Can you believe it? I couldn't believe it. That, I think, was the most shocking thing that I did. So if you are interested in this, I'm going to leave a link to the actual challenge itself. So if you want to print out one of these, you know, trackers, if you want to see what the avalanche declutter challenge was all about, or you want to do this new 500 item declutter challenge, I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can check that out. I think by the end of this episode, you're going to be like, why won't I do this? Because it really was one of the easiest ways I've ever decluttered in my life, which is shocking. And I've decluttered a lot. So part of that could be that my house feels more under control now that I've been decluttering for a while. I kind of knew where to look. I knew the places in my life that had slight sticking points. But I think part of it too was just this idea of gamifying it and coloring it in and not having to be restrictive. I was able to jump around and just do a little bit here and a little bit there. It was so much fun. So anyway, let's get into why did I even decide to do this? Well, I just thought so many of you struggle with where do I start? I've got too much stuff. I'm so overwhelmed. I don't have time to do this. And so I thought, what if I could prove otherwise? What if I could prove that you don't have to make it this giant thing? I talk all the time about just doing one drawer, one shelf, one cabinet. And I thought, well, that's great. But again, going back to my personality, one drawer doesn't necessarily excite me. So sometimes I just have to lean into my personality. And 30 days is too long. So I thought, well, I mean, you could always do more, right? You didn't have to do it in 30 days, but that was kind of how the challenge was set up. So I thought, well, let's just try it. Let's just see what happens. And so there were parts of my life that felt just a little sticky. Like, I don't know. I just knew that I had a lot of stuff in my house that I didn't absolutely need. And I have been feeling this pull to simplify, to really lean into the next version, the next chapter of my life. I talk about seasons a lot in my life, and our daughter is now in junior high, and it's just a different season for me. Like, I'm out of that, you know, having to always be there in caretaking mode. Of course, I'm still caretaking, but a lot of it is more now emotional and mental versus physical. Our daughter can take care of a lot of the things on her own. And so she doesn't need me to be there as much physically in her space as she does mentally and emotionally. And the more mentally and emotionally I need to be present, the less stuff I need in my life. The more stuff I have around me, the more bogged down I feel, and I needed a lightening. So that is why I decided to do this challenge, because not only did I want to show you what was possible, but I wanted to prove to myself and to help lighten the load, just help myself feel better and feel just that breath of fresh air. So how do I feel on the other side? Shocked that I found 500 things in 4 days, and mostly my stuff. I will just kind of talk through the process here, but I'm also creating videos. I documented the whole thing. So I will have videos on Instagram and on YouTube of showing me going through like what I actually decluttered on all of the days. And I kind of have some data here that we'll talk about, but it was just really interesting to see how I was able to find things. And I didn't even go through my daughter's room. We have some of her things and some things that she had kind of decluttered, to help me kind of find some things. Some of them were easy, obviously, clothes she's outgrown and things like that. But there are still a ton. We could go a lot deeper in her room. And I didn't even ask my husband. He added a few things here and there, I think maybe under 10 items from him. And so again, more people, like there are two more people in my house. We could easily do this again. So I think I'm going to continue to do this periodically. We'll talk about how often I'm going to do this in just a minute. But yeah, I cannot believe how easy it felt to find these 500 items. That I think is the biggest takeaway for me, was it actually wasn't as hard as I thought. I've done decluttering challenges in the past and they have been a struggle. This one, shockingly easy, shockingly. So I really hope you try it. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about kind of what the numbers were. Let's get into like how much I decluttered on day one through day four, kind of where. We live in San Diego and we do not have air conditioning. So come summer, grilling outside isn't just preferred, it is absolutely required. I will not add one more degree of heat to this house if I can help it. And grilling nights work best when quality protein is already in the freezer, ready to go. The nights it's not, well, that's when dinner becomes a chaotic scramble. So I just ordered from Omaha Steaks, and I went straight for the Burger Perfection flight because my husband and daughter, well, they have declared themselves official beef burger connoisseurs, and we're doing a family taste test. 20 pure ground beef burgers made from 5 different cuts of steak, filet mignon, New York strip, ribeye, brisket, and sirloin. Each burger is ground from a single cut, not blended. It's steakhouse quality without the steakhouse price. Omaha Steaks has spent over 100 years perfecting this. Every cut of meat arrives vacuum-sealed, flash-frozen, and ready to go the moment you need it. No scrambling, no guessing. Try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF, for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. I decluttered what I decluttered. And then, you know, we're going to look at what I'm doing actually with the stuff that I'm chosen to leave my house. Where the heck is it going? All right, we'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. So let's talk about the stats of how much I decluttered, where I decluttered, how the process went, right? Okay, so here's my little post-y note, and it says on here, day one, 168 items. Day two, 142. My camera is struggling to focus here. Day three, 107. And day four, 83. Okay, so you can see it still even went with my personality, right? I started bigger, 168 items on the first day. That's a lot. I was a third of the way done on the first day, and then that gives you the momentum to say like, hey, I can keep doing this. Day two, a few less items, right? 142. By day three, 107. And then I only had 83 items left to declutter. I ended up decluttering more. So as you watch those videos, you'll see sometimes I counted individual items and sometimes I just counted like a giant block. So I'm thinking I had a bunch of tea lights and I could have counted each one. I kept 15 out of the pack. It was a pack of 100. I kept 15 out of the pack and had probably used 5 to 10 before. So what does that end up with? Like 75 candles that I decluttered, but I only counted them as one bunch. And then other times I probably counted individual ketchup packets. So I think that's one of the tips, is that you can make this flexible, and however you feel comfortable counting the items, it does not have to be strict or stringent or, you know, very rule focused. It's however you are going to feel good about it at the end of the day. So it's your house. You're the one tracking. You're the one filling in these circles. So what I thought was so interesting, let's talk about where I decluttered. So on day one, I spent the most time. It took me the longest, but it didn't feel overwhelming and I did not make a bigger mess as I went. That was key. I made sure that I picked up as I went along. I didn't dump everything out and then have a big mess that I had to put away at the end of the day. I basically like went through a space and like just kind of like looked through it and pulled items out that I knew I wanted to declutter. And then that way I didn't make a bigger mess. I didn't empty everything out and put only back what I wanted. I thought my whole goal for this is just to find 500 things. My whole goal is not to have a completely organized entry closet, a completely organized desk, a completely organized wherever I was decluttering. It was, hey, I just want to make more space. So I keep saying entry because that's actually the very first place I decluttered, was my entry closet. So right when we walk in our door, then I decluttered my office. My office desk, we don't really have like a good like junk drawer or utility drawer location. So I actually, that's what my desk is used for. It's kind of toward the back of the house, but it makes it an easy like central location when you are in the house. So I love the desk I have now. It's from IKEA. It's got a ton of storage in it, but storage makes it easy for it to get out of control. So I wanted to make sure I went through my desk office area. So I definitely did that. I went through our kitchen cabinets. Then you can't see it from here, but in our entryway, I have like a little table that has two bins in it, just kind of keep it organized. Like it's a little shelving unit. And so I went through those bins because again, those are catch-all areas. So that's what I've discovered. Like I have some areas that my house will look really clean and neat and tidy, but you have to keep up. You have to maintain it. So I will every once in a while go through these areas and you will find that there are things in there that you just kind of forgot about because Halloween was a while ago and there were some elf ears that I had to declutter that our daughter didn't like. They didn't fit her. So they had just ended up in that cabinet because of course we're busy and we're doing things and I just hadn't gone through it again. So that was one of the things that really was really helpful. And then I went through, I think, our bathroom on day one. And so as I would finish a space, I would say, okay, how many items did I declutter from the entry closet? And I would count each of the items, and then I would color in the coordinating circle. And they're semi-color coordinated in rainbow order, but just color it whatever colors you want. You know, you want to color them all the same color? Go for it. No problem. And so the very first number that I circled in or colored in was number 19 on the board, right smack in the middle, right here. Right in the middle. So I just was, there was no rhyme or reason as to where I was going to start or what number I was going to fill in next. It was just going to the different places. And that I think was really helpful. And I don't know why, but it just worked with my brain. So I would give it a shot, just declutter a space. Then you go, oh, I decluttered 19 items. Fill that one in. You declutter another space. If you get to 19, guess what? You can either color in 9 and 10. Or you can say, I'm going to color in 18 and I'll just have a bonus item, or I'm going to pull something back and I'm going to hold it for the next count and then circle in 18. I'm going to find one more item. Is there one more thing I can declutter so that I can color in 20? You get to stay in integrity. You get to decide how you want to do it. But I found that it helped me push a little bit more to get to the next number if I could. Or just say, I'll just chalk it off to a bonus item. And now I've got to color a little bit extra, but I'm just going to color in 18. So it helped me to stay on track, but not get too bogged down, but also then just have a little extra motivation. On day two, I decluttered our game closet, my crafts. So I have a couple areas that I keep crafts. I decluttered those. It was so nice to throw out old paints and things that I just didn't need. I decluttered our pantry. I was shocked to find how many expired foods I had. Things from like baking for the last Christmas holiday. I like to give our neighbors gifts. And so I had made like muffin packets, like so you can make chocolate muffins. And I had a bunch of stuff left over from that had just gotten shoved in the back of the cabinet that was expired that needed to get thrown out. So I, got rid of that. Unfortunately, it was expired, so I couldn't donate that. I decluttered my jewelry finally. There were some pieces that I had just been keeping on or holding on to them because I had space, right? My jewelry organizer was not overflowing. It had space in there. I was able to get everything off easily. But they were things that I just wasn't wearing. I never went to them. I never put them back on. They felt dated when I did put them on. So it was time to let them go because they were just sitting in my closet. My daughter came to the rescue on day two and helped me declutter some items. I decluttered more books because I had done a first pass on day one. I don't know if I skipped that accidentally or not. But I did declutter some more books because we found a few more books around our home. I decluttered some shoes and I decluttered all organizer that I had over here that at one point I had wanted to put plants on, and I did put plants in there, but unfortunately, it's just not a great location. The plants I had weren't thriving because it doesn't actually get sun there. It does a couple months out of the year, but for most of the year, it doesn't get sun, and I didn't want fake plants there, and I didn't actually use it. So again, it had space. It looked fine, but I didn't need it. I didn't love it. I didn't want it. So it was time to let it go. All right. Then on day three, I decluttered cords. So I have a whole video showing me going through all of our cords. I had a ton of cords in my desk and I skipped it on day one because I was like, that's going to be a project. And I just didn't have the time. So I went through all our cords. I separated them. I asked my husband, like, what are some of these weird ones about? And then I labeled them. And actually, I'll just show you right now. So this is fun. Okay. I'm a big fan of temporary solutions. So yes, could I buy new bags and make them look neater? Sure. Do I already have plastic Ziplocs in my drawer over there and didn't have to wait and do anything different? Mm-hmm. So this is my solution right now. If I decide I want to upgrade, I always can upgrade later, but I don't need to wait for later to get organized now. So use what you have now. Nobody has to see it. Not a soul is going to be looking into this drawer. And if they are, they better be my good friends, because if they're going to judge me for using these plastic bags, then they can just go bye-bye and they do not need to be my friend. So I'm not worried about it, but this is what I did. So I just labeled each one and I was pretty specific. So these are printer cables and I kept two of them. I tried to keep two of everything because you never know. I don't want to have to run out and get a new cord. I got rid of a lot of cords, but then like these ones. So this is USB A to C. So that's like the old school USB to the new school USB. So I just labeled it that way. So I know if I need it, I have it. USB A to Lightning. So an iPhone cable. Basically. And so I just labeled them like that. And so now they're all in the drawer together over here, but it's not one big jumbled pile of cords. So now I can get what I want when I need it and just put it back in there. And I kept a few so I know I'm going to have the cord I need when I need it, but I also don't need to keep 20 of the USB A's to C's, because now whenever you buy anything on Amazon, right, they're all the rechargeable things. They all come with that cable, no bricks, just the cable. And now you have a ton of them. Trust me, I did. And so I got rid of them, which is great. So I'm going to recycle those. We're going to get into that with what am I doing with my stuff in a minute. All right. So that was day three, cords. My daughter's bathroom, we decluttered under her sink. It took us 10, maybe 15 minutes to do under her sink. And it had been one of those areas that I had been dreading for so long. It had gotten out of control and I just didn't want to do it, but we did. And it didn't take us long. And it was one night when we were getting ready for bed and we just sat down and did it. It took us at most 15 minutes, but probably closer to 10. Then just random things. I took a bin and I said, I'm just going to go around my house and I'm just going to gather up random things. So there was no rhyme or reason. It wasn't a specific place I was decluttering. I was just like, just go find what you can and let's get rid of it. And then the fourth day, the last day where I hit my 500, I decluttered my linen closet. I did some more decor. So there were some decor pieces that I'd been holding on to because I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to use them. You know, I didn't want to have to go out and buy their really nice metal shelves. I didn't want to have to go out and buy them again if I was going to use them. We've been in this house. This is our fourth year, going into our fourth year here. And it's taken me a long time to feel comfortable with the layout. It's a little funky and my office was in a different spot. And, you know, we've switched it up a few times in the house and we finally feel like, okay, this is how we want to use the house. And so now I am ready to let go of some more things. So that's also just something to think about. You might need to have a little bit of time to get used to something. So if you take it off the wall and you're like, well, you know, people tell me if I don't need it, then I should declutter it. I say you could have a little bit of a waiting time. I think Dawn from Minimal Mom says she has a time will tell bin. And I think that's okay. Like if it's in transition and you're not settled and you're not really sure about it, it's okay. How many items does that actually pertain to? For me, it was literally like those shelves. Wasn't that many things. And I just had them sitting under my bed for a while until I kind of figured out and was like, sure, yeah, this is it. It feels good. I'm now ready to part with them. It's an easy decision for me to make. Okay. But don't hang on to everything forever and make sure you're giving yourself timelines. But if you're terrified and the one thing that's holding you back is I'm afraid I'm going to get rid of something and then I'm going to need it. Well, I would rather you keep a few things that you are unsure about and declutter the 90% that you're like, I really don't need those, but that 10%'s been holding you back, and keep that 10% than not starting to declutter in the first place because you're just stuck in that what if and terrified phase, okay? It's phases. It's okay. You're going to be okay. And then what else did I have that day? Oh, I did candles. Remember those candles I was talking about? My husband gave me some hats that he could declutter. I went through our garage and got a few garage items that had been in there because I was trying to get to my 500. This is when it started to feel hard, was like day four. I was like, are you kidding me? I still have almost 100 things that I have to declutter. This is going to be difficult. So I started digging a little bit deeper and that was when it started really getting good. And then the last item that I put on here for one of my biggest circles, it was item number 28. It was my American Girl dolls. So I have an original Samantha that I had kept for our daughter. She played with it a little bit, but it wasn't really her thing. And so I've been ready to declutter it for a while. It's just been sitting in a bin. It's one of those things that I just never got around to. But I'm like, nope, this year is the year I'm going to find somebody to give this doll to. So I'm looking for a family who would love to have an American Girl doll, but can't necessarily afford one, or just now is not the time for them to buy one. And so I'm really looking for a family that I can gift these to. My niece also gifted my daughter an American Girl doll. So I'm just confirming with her that she's fine letting it go. But we will be decluttering those items. They're out of my house for sure. And so whether her doll goes back to her or whether it goes to someone else, it will be out of my house. So I'm counting it as a decluttering win. And then the fun thing about this. So again, 31 circles, and then you have these four bonus items. So for me, I wanted to make those a little bigger or maybe one-offs because it just made me feel like, okay, this is going to feel good and really bring it home. So I got rid of my husband's office chair. He wanted to upgrade his office chair, so we decluttered his old office chair. I decluttered a Tiffany pen, like a sterling silver Tiffany pen. It's tarnishing a little bit. I've had the pen for over a decade, and I don't use the pen. It literally sits in my drawer, and there's no reason for it to be in there. Why am I keeping this? It's an aspirational Tiffany pen. Even if it wasn't tarnished, I wouldn't use it. So I'm letting it go. I know. That one was a hard one for me. It's still hard. I'm still like, ooh, am I really sure I'm ready to let go of that one? I could keep that in my pen, but what am I doing it for? To impress someone? Nobody's going to be impressed that I have a Tiffany pen. And if they are, they're probably not the people I want in my life anyway. Number three was a side table that I made, but it just has seen better days. The top is kind of falling apart and I don't really care to fix it. I don't care to put it back together. I liked it. It was fine, but it didn't quite turn out how I wanted it to. So I'm letting go of my DIY project. And then number four was a mattress. So I had received a mattress and it's a lovely mattress and it's so comfortable and it is so nice. But I have a mattress that is perfectly fine. It's good. I like my mattress. I like the height of my current mattress. And I loved this new mattress, but I just didn't need it. I thought maybe my daughter would be ready for a bigger bed, but she's not. She wants to keep her lofted twin bed. She doesn't want a normal, quote unquote, bed on the closer to the ground. So no one wants this bed, you know, and it's a fantastic bed. It's an expensive bed and it's great. And so again, I'm wanting to gift it to somebody who could use this. So there is a local organization, which is where I will be donating all of my home goods. So like the wall decor, the bed, the chair, anything like that that's in good condition, I will be decluttering these items and gifting them to an organization that helps people transition out of homelessness. And that just feels so good in my soul. It feels so amazing to be able to help and bless someone else with the stuff that I don't need. I don't need it to go to a thrift store where someone's going to make a profit off of it. I don't necessarily need to gift it to my Buy Nothing group. I would rather it go to somebody who actually needs it. If you live in my community and you're on a Buy Nothing group, that means you have Facebook. That means you have a phone. That means you have internet or cell service. You don't need this bed. I want to give it to somebody who actually can use it and really feel happy that they got it and bless them this holiday season. So that is what I'm doing this week. I'm giving those things to a proper home. So not only do I feel like I need to steward these things out of my home, I feel like I need to give them another life, but don't let that hold you back. There, half of my items are just straight going to the donation center, and that is fine. Some of the items are a little more specific and they're like localized, so I'm giving them to my Buy Nothing group. And they probably aren't things that the thrift store could actually use, but they have purpose and use. So I'm giving those another home. And then the bigger things, I want to bless someone that can actually use them because that just feels good inside. So that's what I'm doing with my stuff. All right, we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to talk about what was hard, what was easy, and what I'm doing next. Welcome back. Let's talk about what was hard. I was shocked that Tiffany pen was hard. The American Girl dolls, mine is not difficult. It's not hard for me to declutter mine. It's hard for me to declutter my niece's. So I have sent her a note that's like, hey, I'm finally decluttering mine. Do you want yours back? Do you want your clothes back? I just want to make sure that I'm doing right by her. And, you know, people get really concerned about gifts and decluttering gifts. And so this is one of the things I think is good. This doll meant a lot to her, so I want to make sure that I am doing the right thing and just asking her if she wants it back. It's okay if we move on past the gifts, right? She doesn't expect my daughter to keep an American Girl doll and be playing with it forever. She has outgrown it. My niece, who it was hers originally, has outgrown it and was ready to pass it on. It's okay that my daughter has also outgrown it and is ready to pass it on. So I think we just need to keep that in mind too. I think a lot of people get hung up on gifts, but if we just ask, then they can make their decision. She can decide whether she wants to gift it to somebody here. We don't live close together, so she's not going to be able to see if somebody gets this item. And I won't either, actually. I'm just going to give it to the parents, and the parents get to give it to the kids. So she won't be able to be part of that interaction, but I've also asked her, like, does she know anybody in her life that she would like to pass it on to? I will be there over the holidays visiting, so I can happily and easily bring it back to her if she wants it. What else was hard? It started getting difficult when so as you watch the video, you'll see how I fill them out, and I'm all over the map on here. But the last three I think I had to fill out were 22, 25, and 28. And so you're sitting there going, how am I going to find these things, right? I've done all of these, and now I have these three huge categories, these, you know, big numbers that I have to fill out. That part can be challenging. And it just made me continue to dig deeper. Just look in another bin, look through another box, go back through a section that I maybe had done already, but now could I find even more now that things were feeling a little more airy and light and open and I had a little bit of perspective? I mean, I know it was only a couple days, but you can look back and say like, okay, I got rid of that. Is everything good in there? I think I found another pair of earrings. Like when I was going back through things, I think I found a ring that I got from an old boyfriend that I found in a heck am I keeping this? Because it's worth something, right? Like why? It's not worth anything. That, I mean, maybe it is, but it can't be worth that much. And the mental anguish of like holding on to this like weird like tie to my past, like why would I even keep that? So that's gone. I don't even know where it is now. It probably is in one of the bins that I have like put to not recycling to the donation center. So now someone's going to get this ring. Well, great. That'll be weird. But hey, maybe someone can give it to their partner for the holiday and it'll go from being a negative thing to a positive thing for somebody else. Getting rid of perfectly good things is difficult, but I have decided that I am one of those people that if I keep perfectly good, but not something that I love, I will continue to use the perfectly good and not replace it. So I have to actually pull, like just rip off the Band-Aid and get rid of things that even might have a use, but I will find some other thing to fill that void. But I will continue to use the things and I will not get the good things if I keep the ho-hum things around. So I have learned that I have to just rip off that Band-Aid, get rid of things, and it's okay. It will come back to me if I am meant to have it. That is what I am learning. That is the season of life I am in right now. Just let it go, release it. There is abundance in this world. There is so much abundance around me and I need to surround myself with the good, positive energy, be light, be airy, and it will come back to me if it's meant to be. If I need it again, I will find it again. It was not as hard as I thought it was going to be. I think that was the surprising thing. It did not take me as long as I thought it would take me. It was not as hard as I thought it would be. I have done the Avalanche Declutter Challenge in the past and I have succeeded and I've done all 465 items. I've decluttered just randomly, but this was the easiest one I've ever done. I would highly recommend you try it. It was shockingly fun and easy and it was so cathartic filling in all of these circles. I have learned I am terrible at coloring. I'm terrible at staying inside the lines. It's pretty funny, but it was just really nice to get to do that and fill it in. And it felt like a little like star, like a little gold star I got to do, but it felt really good coloring all of those in. So that made it easy. Also, I would highly recommend doing one space at a time. And like I said before, do not pull everything out at once. Only take out things that you are ready to declutter. That made my house actually feel cleaner as I went versus messier. So if you've ever decluttered and you're like, holy moly, what did I do? I just made the biggest mistake and there is stuff everywhere. I have decluttered like that in the past. Sometimes, like if I just have like a bin or something that's filled with stuff, I will sometimes just dump it on the floor. I've done that with drawers, pull everything out and then put back only what I need. But this time I loved the idea of just taking things out that I knew I didn't need or that I was like, it's fine. I can let go of some of these things. It just made it so much easier. And then I boxed it up right away or I put it in bags. I used a lot of like paper bags from the grocery store or I threw garbage in a garbage bag right away. I mean, I kept the stuff around. You'll see, I filled up this whole section behind me with all the 500 items. So I kept stuff around only because I was documenting for you. I wanted to show you the whole kit and caboodle. At the end, I want to show you all 500 plus items. If I were just doing this for me personally, not caring to show anybody, I would have taken out that garbage every single day. I would have put the donation things in my car right away. I would have made sure that it wasn't sticking around because at the moment, like by day four, I was kind of stuff shifting around my house and I hate that feeling. So that was hard because I was documenting it, but I wouldn't do that on a normal, regular basis. I would make sure that the stuff got out of my house quickly. And that's a big thing that I think a lot of people miss is they're like, oh, I'm just a declutter. I made all these piles. You've got to clean it up at the end of the day so that when you come back to tomorrow, you feel refreshed and you don't feel dragged down. Like you're already heavy when it starts and you have stuff everywhere. Don't do that. So declutter as you go, like go through a space, pull out the things, count them, color in your circle, and then put them where they need to go, whether that's the garbage bag, a donation box, or if you are going to sell things, I highly recommend don't selling things. Just get rid of it. Get it out of your house. If it's meant to be, it will come back to you. The money will come back to you. It will be okay. But that's what I would recommend you do. So that's my biggest tip. And then what is next? I'm going to do this again. My challenge for myself, I think, is going to be to do this on a quarterly basis, which means if I do that 4 times in a year, it's 2,000 items. And I know, I hear you looking and going, there's no way you have 2,000 items. I probably decluttered 2,000 items this year. If you look back on my channel, I will try to add it all up. But I remember, I think maybe it was last year, but I remember looking through creating reels and being like, wow, look at this giant pile of stuff I decluttered. And it might have been last year about this time. So okay, maybe I didn't hit 2,000 this calendar year. But I also did a giant free sale this summer. And there was so much that I just put out on our front yard and got rid of. So I'm pretty sure there were 500 items out there. I'm going to try to count it up. So I think I've at least done this twice, if not 3 times already this year, unknowingly. So going forward, like I said, I have not really done my daughter's bedroom. I'm sure there's still stuff in this office area desk that I can declutter because again, it's our utility drawer. I'm sure there are a few items in my kitchen I can declutter still. My husband hasn't gone through any of his stuff, most of his stuff, you know, like his clothes and things like that. I have some projects I'd like to do. And then once those are done, the items can be decluttered. So I know that I can at least do one more of these. I'm going to challenge myself to try to do one a quarter. We'll see if I document it. You know, again, I'm all for putting my stuff up on the internet. My family might not feel the same. So I don't want to necessarily have to do their stuff documented. But personally, I can see us doing this at least one more, if not 2 or 3 more times in the next year, which is really exciting. Because if you think about just how much stuff we have, right? I think there's a statistic that says the average American family has 300,000 items in their home. Are you kidding me? That's a lot of stuff. And I would have said there's no way there's that much stuff in our home. And I still don't think we're at 100 or 300,000, maybe half of that, but there's still room for us to improve. And I think that's the season of life I am in. I'm ready to just shed the what ifs, and I'm ready to shed the I'm keeping this just in case. If it's meant to be, it will come back to me. And I am ready to move into this next phase of my life completely unbound, right? I want to just live into the woman, the 3 P's, the person, the partner, and the parent that I want to show up as. And that is what I am looking to do. And letting go of the stuff that I don't need, that's just here that we get blind to, is one of the ways that I can physically start to make that happen when so much of it is going to be emotional, mental, things, some things that are out of my control, but this is something that I can control. I can control my physical environment, and letting go of things has made such a huge difference. So I would love to challenge you to join me. I will leave a link for this 500 item declutter challenge in the show notes. Come join us, download this tracker, start seeing how it works for you, and then let me know how it goes. I cannot wait to hear what it feels like with 500 less items in your home that you don't even need, that have just been sitting there collecting dust, taking up mental space, you know, sucking out your energy. Come over and talk to me on Instagram. I'm at wannabeclutterfree. And then download this and let me know how it goes. I'm so excited for you. Next week, what are we doing next week? Let's see. I'm going to get my calendar out because we're heading into the holidays. Oh my gosh, next week is already Christmas Eve, folks. So we'll be doing some solo episodes for you coming up as we head into the holidays and into the new year. I'm really excited to see what 2026 holds for not only my family, but for yours as well. All right. I'm Deanna Yates, and you've been listening to Wanna Be Clutter Free. I'll see you next week. Cheers.